Coming up next, we're going to talk fantasy basketball with TP Timeless of the Sports City Chefs. Now it's time for your fantasy fix. The Roto Experts from rotoexperts.com here on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. XM87, Sirius 210. Little Led Zeppelin for you there in the morning. And we're going to get back to fantasy football and baseball in just a little while. And don't forget my exclusive interview with Andrew McCutchen of the Pittsburgh Pirates at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. He is on the cover of MLB 13, the show this year. But help us talk some fantasy hoops. It is TP Timeless, Tyrone Powell, also known as TP Timeless of the Sports City Chefs. TP, good morning.
Good morning. How you feeling, Scott?
Good. How are you on this day?
Feeling pretty good, man. I'm back in the saddle. How about yourself?
Back in the saddle. Do you watch Beavis and Butthead there, TP?
When it was famous, a few years ago, but not right now.
Okay. So do people come up to you saying, I need TP for my fantasy basketball team?
That would be a beautiful thing to do. I do remember that. I do get that a lot by using this nickname, but I got to try and correct them as best as possible what it's used for.
All right. Okay, so TP Timeless for our fantasy basketball teams. I'm playing a lot of daily fantasy basketball, TP, on a site called DraftKings.com. A lot of us here like that. We play daily fantasy basketball. And Earl Clark drives me crazy. Whenever I plug him into the lineup, he doesn't seem to give me the numbers I want because he comes at a very low salary. But then yesterday I don't use him in 14 points and 14 rebounds. Is there any rhyme or reason here with Earl Clark?
Well, the thing is Earl Clark is going to be that utility guy on that Laker team right now until he finds his niche with that team. He's going to be a make-or-break situation where he finally got his wings cleared when he was playing up against the Thunder, even though the Thunder ended up knocking him off pretty heavily. But I think he's definitely going to impress people to put on a fantasy team. And sitting behind Kobe and learning from behind him also is going to help him tremendously moving forward into this 2013 season. And another thing that I'm looking at is they need him to score, and they're going to need more effort out of him just to catch up because these guys are under 500. So you're going to see an increase in his value regardless.
Good, because I like keep plugging him in for under $4,000 in my daily fantasy basketball leagues. Brandon Knight, I have him on my yearly league team in the SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio Host League. But Brandon Knight's driving me crazy. It's the ankle, the benching. Right now, Brandon Knight's frustrating me a lot.
Well, with Brandon Knight, the thing with him out there in Detroit, you don't know what you're going to get with these Pistons, man. I mean, this isn't the same Pistons from, the earlier part of the 2000s. I mean, these guys are still struggling to find their way and win games, but he still has that youth and that ability to make plays and shoot the three-point shot as well. He's definitely one of those exciting players that gets this team up. So I think he has a tremendous value because he does a lot of that knick-knack work at the point guard position. And you never know what stuff he's going to come out with. And he is helping feed Greg Monroe as much as possible. And that's where his assist numbers are coming from as well.
Talking to TP Timeless of the SportsCityChefs.com. Here on Fantasy Basketball, Doc Rivers saying he's going to shake up the Celtics roster. What exactly kind of moves is he going to make, and how do you think that affects fantasy outlooks?
The best move that I could see him doing with the Boston Celtics, and this is kind of me being a little biased with this team, but they got to...
You're a Celtics fan?
No, but I am a Georgetown Hoyas fan. If anything, they could move Paul Pierce to the two, and have Jeff play the three, but that's up to Jeff. I mean, up to Paul Pierce if he can handle dealing with some of the fastest two guards in the Eastern Conference. That's probably the only thing I could see happening because he has a decent standpoint on his starting five right now. I'm not really comfortable with Avery Bradley starting at the two. I mean, unless he puts Jason Terry up there. If Jason Terry starts at the two guard, then that may work, but I think he wants that spark off the bench with Jason Terry, and that's probably the only move that he can make because Jeff Green has the impact to be on the floor right now and not be a bench role player. He could be a role player as a starter.
Imam Shumpert comes back for the Knicks in London. You know, they've been waiting for him to come back. Some fantasy players have been waiting for him to return. What kind of contributions can Enron Shumpert make to fantasy teams going forward?
The one I'm slowly watching that leg. That's the first thing I'm worried about, to see if he's okay, if he's moving ginger, or if he's really, really ready to give it a go. His defensive efforts are key. He gets to the hole, and his free throw percentage is going to increase because he knows how to pick up fouls. That's one thing about him before he got injured. So this is something that I'm watching closely. They played the Pistons, so I can't really judge too much on what he did there because the Pistons are one of those questionable teams. Even though we were just talking about Brandon Knight, like I said, they can't really figure themselves out. So this week, today, they play their rival Nets in the same city of New York. So we'll see how he pans out today. Hopefully his defensive efforts, if he's playing the passing lanes and getting some steals and staying people's back pocket, that could be helpful. But on his free throw percentage, and I also think his field goal percentage too, if he takes the right shot.
Yeah, they're one basket team in New York, TP, and it's nothing. It's Landry Fields, another double-double yesterday. You know, I've had Fields on my fantasy basketball teams in the past, but, you know, nothing exciting. He is playing well recently. You know, where do you fit Landry Fields into your fantasy roster right now?
He's streaky to me. Landry Fields is so streaky to me. I mean, he may have had some good numbers, but the one thing about Toronto, you don't see Landry a lot. So you'll hear more about DeRozan, if anything. But if he can stay consistent within the next one, two games, I mean, that's something that you could hint at eventually and how he rides out if he stays consistent. But I don't know. He's just too streaky for me. He's continued the same thing with the one team that you're considering when he was with the Knicks. I mean, he had that one spurt of hitting a couple of shots and being impactful for the team, and then he just completely disappeared. I wouldn't want to pick him up and he'd do the same thing in Toronto just because I know his ways of being on the NBA floor.
Corey Brewer scored 26 points last night. You know, is this something that fantasy players should be on the alert of, or, you know, should they just let it go by and not expect too much from Brewer going forward?
Now you're talking about my favorite team, which I'm an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, and this one actually hurt me because Corey Brewer actually was their high scorer for Denver. The one thing about him is he had a good game up against Thunder. The Thunder weren't playing him well. He was hitting his three-point shots as much as possible. It's a questionability also with the Denver Nuggets, man, because you don't know who's going to get you this night or on any given night. And your guy that you actually mentioned on the last show, Wilson Chandler, actually finally showed up too. So I think you could actually pick up Brewer. Brewer would be a good find because if Danilo Gallinari isn't on, you got Brewer that can actually help out. And also you got a situation where Chandler's going to be here. But I don't trust Chandler more than I trust Brewer. I think Brewer would be a good find. That's actually a diamond in the rough if you could pick him up.
You know, lots of rumors now about the Seattle Supersonics reemerging in Seattle. You know, the Sacramento's going to get moved there. Is this a cloud that's going to hang over the team the rest of the season, and is it going to affect any statistical production, or is that just over-analysis?
I could care less if it was a cloud or the moon or the thunder. The Kings are going to be in trouble regardless. They're in the toughest conference to me. I think the Western Conference is a tough conference. Despite the move, the Kings would have been in trouble in the Western Conference regardless. I think this is going to be something that the fans and the office are going to have to pay attention to. This is something that the team isn't going to be worried about. The team is still going to go out there and perform. They have to start winning games. Enough is enough for these guys to still be losing games and then trying to move to Seattle and then make it interesting in Seattle also. So they have to play basketball before anything else happens.
So do you see anybody's numbers going down, up necessarily? And, you know, does DeMarcus Cousins get moved, and how does that affect his production?
I think DeMarcus' numbers will stay consistent. To everybody else on that team, I want to see step up. I mean, this is questionable about the team. I'm just baffled on who, where, what, and why. I mean, they're losing games to you know, Charlotte, you know, going on the road, and they could be effective in winning these games. I don't know where it could come from, but I think DeMarcus Cousins could be a mainstay of being a beast around the league as long as he could just mature and be better, you know, an individual more than just being a basketball player, because he has the talent to do it.
DeMar DeRozan was really giving me some nice numbers earlier in the year, but he's really starting to fall off? You know, is this somebody I just got to be patient with, and they may maybe sell high on him when he's playing well again?
I say be patient with him and keep him. Because he's been playing over the past summer with the likes of, like, Kobe, James Harden, Kevin Durant. So, like, he's been playing with some of the best in the league right now. So I'd hang on to him. I wouldn't let DeRozan go. This guy is going to be a mainstay on a fantasy roster. You let him go and then watch him go on a tear, and then you'll be missing that situation on your roster.
Elton Brand's coming on nicely recently. You know, is this somebody I got to lock into my lineups?
Yeah. Wow. It depends on who you have on your roster at power forward, because he's actually backing up Dirk. And they're not going to have Dirk off the floor for too long, especially while Dirk's minutes numbers are increasing. So I would like to stay with Elton Brand if you can, because Elton Brand can hit shots. He plays the post well. He can extend the floor down low also, so that's pretty big for Elton, but I don't know. It depends on what you have at the four. If you have a better power forward, I would like to hang on that one and keep him on the bench, but I wouldn't start him. But I definitely think that is a jewel also.
TP Timeless of the SportsCityChef.com, always bringing it strong to the fantasy hall. TP, thanks for spending some time with us this morning, and we will call on you again when we need some TP for our fantasy basketball.
I'll get you back for that one, Scott. Thank you, man. God.
All right, TP. Thanks a lot. All right, the Roto Experts from RotoExperts.com here on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio, XM 87, Sirius 210. Coming up next, we get back to some fantasy football, and we'll